Africa today still bears the largest burden of maternal mortality in the world. Almost 50%, even more, of the maternal mortality burden is in Africa. So we need to do far more work to stop women dying giving birth. And we at UNFP, we will work with each government to improve several things. The first is provide and improve family planning, because we know that we can reduce maternal mortality by 30% if, in fact, women have access to family planning. We would also help government to train health workers so that women can access skilled attendants. And we'd also ensure that we work with governments on their supply chain system. So whatever is needed at the remotest part of Africa will get there. If we can succeed in doing that, we'll reduce maternal mortality substantially. Now, our focus is that before 2015, which is when the MDGs would come, we would have reduced this considerably.
Are there any obstacle to this work in Africa in particular?
Family planning, let me state, is the most important life-saving intervention you can provide a girl or a woman. Last year, we had a resurgence of interest in family planning. So I'm glad that the world now is moving and is trying to provide family planning to women and girls around the world. Now, the reason why women have not had it are, of course, access, cost, you know, their inability to afford. And to an extent, in some way, there are some cultural things which might prevent them from accessing family planning. For each one of those things, we are addressing it and we are trying to make sure that women can be liberated and can access family planning so that their lives can be saved. They can also choose when they want to have children, how many they want to have, and what interval they're going to have. That choice situation is very empowering for women. And in that sense, they would have the number they can look after.
Family planning is also one of the factors of development, including progress on dealing with climate change. How is UNFPA focusing on that in its effort to spread awareness about family planning?
When you talk about climate change to an extent potentially can be affected by pressure of population on the environment. And so in a sense, that is one way that family planning could be an effective tool.